I'm back in the game, son. Guys, I know we all miss me. Hell, I miss me. Guys, it's your boy Brandon with drinks with motherfucking Brandon. That's right. Guys, I didn't go nowhere. Nah, hell nah. I'm still here, son. Still delicious like ever, son. Guys, I miss you guys. I know I've gotten a lot of y'all's messages throughout the months. I have missed you terribly. But with that being said, guys, I'm just glad I am back. And like the song here, I'm back in the game, baby. If you all about being badass, you like drinking beer, you like drinking bourbon, hell, you like both at the same time. If you're a woman and you just want to be badass and you don't like either of those things, hell, you don't even like guys or me, this is the podcast for you. It's about everybody, anybody, all things and everything. Guys, I am Brandon Cottle, the one and only, the man of high stature, amazing jawline, fantastic smile, great beard, and Hercules physique. I know. I am amazing. Thank you, thank you. Guys, like I said earlier, I'm glad to be back. It's been a while, man. I'm telling you, I haven't done an episode since March. It's been crazy. It's been a hell of a ride. But guess what? I'm back, baby. And that means an episode every week. Now, I'm not going to go too crazy like I did before, but I'm going to put out an episode every week on Sunday, because Sundays, everybody's slowing down the weekend. You know, you had that crazy weekend. You know, you got all the sex. You got drunk. I don't know what the hell you did. You snorted coke off some girl's, you know, belly button, or vice versa. You know what I'm saying? You had that crazy weekend. I'm here to, you know, release you of your pain. Got, you know what I'm saying? You had that crazy weekend. Now you're all bored and stuff. Now you can listen to my beautiful voice. Vice versa. It's a Monday. Everybody, I don't know why. It's like Monday is that librarian that's like 20 pounds, you know, 500 pounds overweight. You know, got that mole on her lip. And she's like, you know, yelling at people, whispering like, motherfucker, shut the fuck, you know, You know, I feel like that's what Monday is. Everybody hates Monday. Everybody's like, Monday's a bitch. Fuck Mondays. Now, you're going to love Mondays, boy, because of me. That's right. Brandon is going to bring Mondays back. So every Sunday, you're going to get a new episode of Drinks with Brandon. You can listen on Sunday, or you can listen on Monday, or hell, you can listen whenever you want, but preferably those 2 days. But guys, I'm glad to be back. I'm glad that I was missed. That means a lot. It really does. I mean, God, I got so many messages from you guys like, Brandon, what happened, man? It was going so well and all this. I'm like, bro, you don't even have to tell me a thing. Like, hell, I got invited to Podfest, people. Podfest in Orlando. That was awesome. I was going to get 2 plane tickets given to me. You know, hotel paid for, all the works. Found out my podcast at one time, I think it was in February, was one of the most listened to comedy podcasts on Apple. Right. I know what you're thinking. He's too good. If y'all was thinking I wasn't that good, fuck you. Fuck you, motherfucker. But if you were thinking, wow, yeah, hell yeah, I understand. I got you, son. I got you. You know, ain't nobody funner or funnier than Brandon. I'm too wild, son. I'm just kidding. I'm just having a good time. But we all know what my podcast is about. It's just about nothing but everything. I talk about the most random bullshit there ever was. And that's what I like. I don't want to make it into a political podcast. I don't want to make it into how to get money podcast. I don't want to make it into how to be a fitness guru podcast. I don't want to make it into murder mystery podcast. I don't give 10 good shits about any of that. Now, that doesn't mean I don't like those podcasts. I'm just saying that's not my cup of tea for me making one. I'm very random. I'll be standing there and all of a sudden I'll spurt out some random ass shit and somebody will look at me and go, what the fuck did you got? What the hell drugs you on? Fucking life. Those are the drugs I'm on. what drugs you on. No, I'm not on no drugs. Drugs are bad. Don't do drugs, kids. They're horrible. But like always, your boy got something next to him sipping. I'm sipping on some old granddad right now. Kentucky Straight's best. Oh, man, so good. But, ooh, that's good. But this podcast is not a real episode. This is like an intro to my comeback. That's right. Just letting you all know, all my listeners, that the baddest motherfucker ever walked this earth, coolest wannabe best friend, didn't know this guy, but he sounds pretty cool, we could go have lunch together kind of guy, is back. I'm back, baby. It's all me and a bag of chips. This is how it is. But like I said, the reasons of me actually, you know, the podcast being canceled and stuff in March, you know, of course, we all know, if you got eyes, if you have ears, hell, you can be blind and have not have both. You can be blind and deaf. And you still know how crazy this motherfucking year's been. 2020 has been a hell of a bitch. Hell, I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know if my store was going to open. I didn't know if my company was going to close. I didn't know what the fuck was going on. Hell, I looked at my wife and I was like, baby, what are we going to do? We got no monies. I said, we're going to have to open up a strip club in our own home, and you're going to have to show your titties. And then she goes, whack, right in the face, smacks me in my face. She's like, hell no, I ain't doing that. So note to self, men, don't tell your girlfriend's wife to open up a club and show her titties, because you're going to get slapped. You're going to get slapped. But like I said, I didn't know it was going to go, you know, what was going to happen. And luckily, you know, the big dog up above, you know, he looked down on Brandon and said, man, I'm going to help this motherfucker out. You know, he out there, you know, he out there being a dog. He out there getting it. I'm going to help this dude out. So I was very blessed that my store reopened June 18th. So business has been a booming and I have been very blessed. But we all know my business and my store doesn't have anything to do with this podcast. So I'm done with that. I won't go into further words about that. But like I said, I'm just glad to be back. I'm glad things are working out. For me, I'm glad things are starting to work out for other people. You know, even though I am super humble, I always look out for my people. I always look out for my friends and family. I always want the best for people. Believe it or not, I'm one of those people that I'd rather bring you up. I'll never bring you down. I don't like people like that. I don't like people that live their life bringing other people down. I just think that's the most cowardly, spineless thing you can do. That's just, to me, that is just a weak human being. And for people to do that, and there's a lot of people that do that. You know, there's people that live their lives thinking they're better than you every day, and I just don't. I don't see a point in it. I don't like it, and I'm not about it. But I'll never do that. I'll always try to bring you up. And if you like this podcast, hell, if you've messaged me and talked to me, you know how I am. I get messages all the time, and they're like, Brandon, you replied? I'm like, hell yeah, man. Hell, if I was a multimillionaire billionaire, I still replied to you. Truth, real facts. I mean, I'm just a people person. It's just how it is. But guys, Drinks with Brandon is back. I'm better than ever, and we're going to have some fun, and it's all going to be here soon. Tune in this Sunday, Monday, and hear the new episode. I missed you.